Hi, I'm Marshall. Welcome to Tumble, the show where we explore stories of science discovery. Right now, we're visiting family with our brand new baby. So today, we're sharing an episode from our friends over at Earth Rangers. Earth Rangers is a podcast for anyone who loves to explore the mysteries of nature. It's hosted by Earth Ranger Emma, a wildlife biologist and reporter. In this episode, she takes us on a deep sea adventure and counts down the world's biggest animals. We think you'll enjoy it. So keep listening and know that we'll be back soon with more great stories of science discovery.
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. Three rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages, teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
Hey, Earth Rangers, it's me, Earth Ranger Emma. Welcome to the podcast,
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers! Earth Rangers!
Today's episode has us taking some big adventures to learn all about some really large creatures. Are you ready to dive deep? Let's go! We'll start the show off with a question from one of our listeners.
Message 1.
Hi, Emma. It's your old pal, Earth Ranger Ella. I'm wondering if you can do an episode about bowhead whales. I heard they can live to be over 200 years old. Is that true? Thanks. Love the podcast. See ya.
Yeah. To be fair, we get a lot of listener requests, and I'll try to answer more of them in the future. But I've been looking for an excuse to try out something I've been working on here in the workshop, so this is perfect. Earth Rangers, I am super excited to take my new submarine for a test dive. It's gonna be epic. I got it on Kijiji, and the former owner sold it to me for a great price. Okay, so it needed a bit of fixing up and a lot of welding. But it passed the watertight test. I left it out in that really nasty rainstorm last week, and the inside stayed nice and dry. So, I think it'll be okay. Let's get out of the studio and head out to the ocean for some hands-on, deep-diving investigation. Problem is, I don't really know where to find the bowhead whale. And I should probably also brush up on the do's and don'ts of deep-sea exploration and marine biology. Hey, my friend Devin is a marine biologist. Maybe she can give me a couple of pointers.
Hello, Devin speaking.
Hey, Devin. This is Earth Ranger Emma.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
I'm good, but I'm about to go on an amazing deep diving, deep sea exploration, and I was wondering if I could get a few pointers.
Oh, fun. Yeah, of course.
Okay, first off, have you ever built your own submarine to go on exploratory missions into the deep sea?
Wow, no, I haven't built my own submarine before. That sounds really cool. I have explored the deep sea, though, using a type of submersible. It's called a remotely operated underwater vehicle, and it's a waterproof camera that goes in the ocean, and you can control and drive it from the boat on the surface. And with the camera, you can see all kinds of creatures and landscapes at the bottom of the ocean.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm kind of curious, where would you say is the best place to spot a bowhead whale?
Bowhead whales live in the cold Arctic waters close to the North Pole, so one place you could try is the Beaufort Sea. Most whales have a seasonal migration where they swim from cold waters in the Arctic to warmer waters near the tropics like Hawaii and then back each year. But bowhead whales are one of the few whales that spend their entire year in those icy Arctic waters.
Ah, Beaufort Sea. Good to know. So, have you ever seen one?
No, I've never seen a bowhead whale, and I've never been to the Arctic.
Huh.
I live on the west coast of Canada, and I've seen a lot of other whales, though, that migrate up and down the coast here, like the gray and humpback whales, and it's always really special to see whales in the wild.
Yeah. Now, What's your favorite marine animal?
My favorite marine creature has always been the octopus. I think that they look really cool and beautiful, and they're also really smart. Scientists have shown that they can learn by experience, and they have short-term memories just like us.
That is so cool. What would you say is the most exciting part of your job?
We're always learning so many new things about the ocean, and I think that's really exciting. We know actually more about the surface of Mars than we do about the bottom of our own oceans. And there's so much to learn and explore still down there, and so much work to do to protect all of that amazing ocean life.
Yeah. Any final pieces of advice for my submarine mission?
Yeah, it can get pretty rough in the ocean, so you might want to wear a seatbelt.
Good to know.
And there's a lot of old corals that are thousands of years old, so make sure you don't bump into those. There's scaropod of whales.
Gotcha.
And I would take lots of videos and pictures so you can share it with everybody.
For sure. All right. Thanks, Devin.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, I guess it's time to trek this baby out to the Arctic. This is going to take a while, so let's hit the fast forward button. In the meantime, let's play a little game. It's time for Spot the Fake. Spot the Fake.
It's a fake. You're a fake.
I'm a fake.
Spot the Fake.
See if you can figure out which of these animals is not found in the Arctic Ocean. Beluga? Narwhal? Sea angel? Or ruffled blue seal? Sit tight, because we'll share the answer with you at the end of this episode.
Earth Rangers!
Okay, let's check back in on the action. Look at this frigid body of water. We found a small break in the ice where we placed my little... Oops, I went too far ahead. Let me rewind a little bit. There we go. Pretty chilly up here. We're at the Beaufort Sea, which is located north of Canada. Bowhead whales live in this frigid body of water. They don't mind the cold very much because of their thick blubber, which can be over 50 centimeters thick. As for me, I've got on 17 layers. And that's just in hats. We found a small break in the ice where we placed my little sub. And there it is. She's a beaut. I call her Atlantis. Let me just climb in, close up the hatch door. Things are looking great in here. Not a drop of water in the place. Now we just have to dive down and see if we can find a bowhead or two. So I guess it's just this big lever with the down arrow on it?
Activating dive mode.
Okay.
Current depth, 9 meters.
Bowhead whales can dive really deep, but they have to surface every 30 minutes or so because, like all mammals, they need to breathe air. Bowheads, like other whales, breathe through their blowholes. Bowheads actually have a pair of them on top of their head. And they're filter feeders, which means they only eat really tiny creatures called krill. Oh, what's over there? Is it a bowhead? Atlantis, identify that creature.
Identifying species. Ringed seal.
Thanks, Atlantis. I can't believe that actually worked. Ringed seals are pretty common up here. They live in areas all across the Northern Hemisphere. They're gorgeous, but no bowhead. Let's keep looking.
Current depth, 15 meters.
Did you know, Earth Rangers, that scientists believe bowhead whales can live over 200 years? That makes them the longest living mammal. And, oh, wait, what's that? Atlantis, identify that creature.
Identifying species. Beluga whale.
Thanks, Atlantis. I actually knew that. Longtime listeners probably remember that we've talked about belugas before. If not, here's a quick recap. Belugas are also whales. They live in large pods, and they're really social-friendly animals. They also have thick blubber layers to keep them warm. But unlike bowheads and blue whales, they've got teeth. Belugas are also known as the canaries of the sea because they're so vocal. Oh, such a sweet song.
but alas, no bowhead. Let's keep diving.
Current depth, 26 meters.
Do you think we should take the Atlantis even deeper to increase our chances?
Current depth, 42 meters. Warning, approaching dangerous depth.
The pressure is building up, and those cracks that I sealed up last week are looking a bit unstable. Here, let me put some duct tape on it.
Warning, current depth, 51 meters.
Wait, hold on. Atlantis, what is that?
Identifying. Species confirmed. Bowhead whale.
Earth Rangers, we found one! The beautiful bowhead! Oh, I can't believe it! The bowhead's head is very uniquely shaped. And it's huge! Atlantis, turn on the interior floodlights. Wow. The bowhead's head is actually about a third of its body. This massive whale can grow to 18 meters in length and weigh up to, wait for it, 100 tons. That's the weight of about 18 African elephants, or 25,000 cats. Hey, considering that they can live up to 200 years, that means that this whale might have been alive during the time of Queen Victoria and Napoleon Bonaparte. Neat. Hello, Bowhead. I'm so glad I found you. I imagine it saying,
I'm so glad to see you too, Emma.
The bowhead whale is really quite distinctive looking. Did you know that bowheads have the largest mouth of any animal on Earth? And to think that Steve said I have a big mouth. Huh. Oh, it looks like it's going to the surface to breathe. We should probably head up too.
Surfacing. Current depth, 51 meters.
Oh boy, this will take a while. While we go up, since we just saw a gigantic whale, why don't we check out some of the world's biggest animals on our official top 10 countdown? Top 10 gigantic animals.
Number 10.
The biggest bird in the world is by far the ostrich. Coming in at around 2.75 meters tall, this bird may not be able to fly, but it can sure run fast, up to 70 kilometers an hour.
Number 9.
The largest reptile is the saltwater crocodile. You don't want to mess with this giant. The saltwater croc can be over 6 meters long. These carnivores will eat anything they can get their teeth on, including large mammals like water buffalo.
Eesh. Number 8.
The largest land mammal is the African elephant. Elephants are huge, even when they're babies. After a 22-month pregnancy, the longest of any mammal, a mother elephant gives birth to a gigantic 90-kilogram baby. Whoa!
Number 7.
Have you ever seen a giant Chinese salamander? If you have, you'll never forget it. These are the world's largest amphibians. They can grow up to 1.8 meters long. Sadly, these big guys are critically endangered.
Number 6.
What's the world's biggest butterfly? The Queen Alexandra Birdwing. Females can have a wingspan of over 25 centimeters.
Number 5.
What's got long, long legs, a hard shell, and lives underwater? The world's biggest arthropod, the Japanese spider crab. It can grow to be 3 meters wide. Ugh.
Number 4.
Rodents sure are cute. Even the world's largest rodent, the capybara. Weighing in between 25 and 79 kilograms, capybaras look like really big guinea pigs.
Number 3.
If you're a snake fan, you'll love the world's longest snake, the reticulated python. This giant snake can grow up to 7 meters long. It eats a wide variety of animals, from rodents all the way up to primates.
Number 2.
Wondering which land mammal is tallest? The giraffe, of course. Giraffes are 5 to 6 meters tall. And here's a fun fact. The fuzzy horns on their heads are called ossicones. And finally,
number 1.
The largest animal to ever live, of course, the blue whale. Blue whales aren't just huge, they're also loud. They're actually the loudest creatures on Earth. Many of the sounds they make are way too low for human ears to hear. But those sounds can travel really well in the water,
up to 800 kilometers.
Wow, that was quite a big crew of creatures. And good timing. We're almost back to the surface.
Current depth, 9 meters.
I think we just have time for one quick joke.
What do you call two octopuses that look exactly the same? Identical.
Get it? Identical? Identical? Sea creature humor is the best.
Hey, you guys still have a few days to submit your jokes. Just go to earthrangers.com/podcast and click on Leave Us a Message to record your own before the end of April 2019. And you'll get entered for the chance to win an extremely stylish Earth Rangers t-shirt. The winner will be announced in our next episode, so stay tuned.
Surface level reached.
Fresh air. It was getting a little funky in there. Oh, wow. Guess I have a cell phone signal again. 12 missed calls, 9 texts, and a voicemail from Captain Conservation? Seems urgent. Let's see what he needs.
Message 1.
Emma, this is Captain Conservation with a very important voice message. It's Earth Month, so please remind your listeners that there is still time to stand up for the little guys. Okay, hope you got this message. I better send you a text as well. Okay, how do you hang up on this thing? My paws are too big. Let's see. What?
Roger, Captain. Thanks for the reminder. Guys, you still have until May 15th to celebrate Earth Month and stand up for the little guys. That means that when you fundraise for a Bring Back the Wild campaign, you'll also protect these 5 adorable prairie species. The swift fox, the loggerhead shrike, the burrowing owl, the black-tailed prairie dog, and the Ord's kangaroo rat. Yeah, that's a real animal. This is an amazing opportunity to make a real difference. Plus, you can earn these really awesome collectible buttons. Just go to earthrangers.com/earthmonth to find out more. The fake.
It's a fake.
You're a fake.
I'm a fake.
Spot the fake.
Now, let's reveal which Spot the Fake creature wasn't actually real. Was it the beluga, the narwhal, the sea angel, or the ruffled blue seal? If you guessed ruffled blue seal, you're right. There are no ruffled blue seals in the Arctic Ocean. Or anywhere, actually. I made it up. Well, Earth Rangers, I think we've had quite the day. We tested out my old new submarine, and it worked. We visited the Arctic, and we even saw a bowhead whale. Ugh, I just can't wait for our next episode when we take a trip down under. That's right, we're headed to Australia. Catch you on the literal flip side. Thanks for listening, and keep on ranging.
Earth Rangers!